The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. This episode contains sensitive topics such as death, loss in the family, and discussions of trauma and grief. What's going on, party people? My name is Val, and I am the host of The Fruit Basket. I know this sounds a little different, and if I end up posting the video on YouTube for this episode, then you're going to be like, oh my god, why do you look green? the honest answer is, time flies quickly, and the problem with time flying by quickly is that you don't realize what day it is until the day of. So I'd been planning for the first episode for a little while, at least myself, and trying to communicate that to our co-hosts, who, as you can probably see, are not here, and we are not in the studio. That's because, like I said, time flies, and it's been a really busy past like month and a half, 2 months now. I don't even know. It's almost November. Okay. What I eat for breakfast? I genuinely don't know. So, with that being said, we did not have an opportunity to book out the studio and record together. Kat's been busy filming for her practicum, sorry. I've been busy filming for my practicum and editing and, you know, dealing with all that stuff. And Becca has also been busy with work, school, personal life, all that kind of stuff. So, like, everything has kind of been busy. And I knew this was going to happen just because last season was very similar. We were so busy that, like, we didn't even have the opportunity to try and do the show again. This time around, The Fruit Basket is now officially a podcast instead of a live show, which, when it was a live show, like, we kind of had to, like, force ourselves to be there because, you know, we had a set time and, like, we needed to be there. This time around, being a podcast, it's a little bit more flexible. But I'm doing my best to try and organize it so that we can, you know, have a set day and time that we go and we record. The only issue with that as of right now is the variables, if I'm being quite honest with you, is that we're all on different schedules. We all have so many things to do. It's just at this very moment, it's going to be very hard to have like a consistent schedule. And you know what? Some of these might not be in the studio. Most of these might not. There's 6 episodes in a season as of this very moment, but if we are continuing to do this outside of Spirit Live, I imagine we're going to go straight to Christmas. Obviously, I got to talk to my co-hosts and we got to figure out what we want to do. But me right now, doing The Fruit Basket as the main host, I have decided that I want to continue this show well after university's done. We're going to get right into the episode, which is going to be a little bit different than normal because it's just me. And I kind of wanted to take this episode just a little bit more seriously. I hope that, you know, you guys are okay with that. I'm going to put it in the title and the description, so don't be surprised that you're walking into a relatively serious episode, just because it hasn't been all sunshine, you know, rainbows and butterflies the last, like, month and a half for me. It's been really tough, but it's probably why it's also been very difficult to plan this show and to make sure that it's enjoyable for everybody here. But at the end of the day, if you remember from season 3, which was a year ago, by the way, we're all in the same basket. The whole reason I created the show in the first place is so that everybody has this safe, you know, place. They can listen to stories and, like, experiences and have a good laugh playing Family Feud. And, like, you know, I was planning to bring that back this season, which would be really fun as well. But obviously, I kind of need people here because I can't just ask myself the question, because that's not how this works. That's why today is going to be a little bit more of a serious episode. Because I feel like if you don't know me on a personal level and you don't know who I am and you're just tuning in because, oh my god, the Fruit Basket, that looks great. What is that? Then you won't understand why I have certain opinions and why I express certain things a certain way or why I feel so strongly about things. We briefly mentioned the previous season. I believe it was season 3. I want to say it was season 3, because I know that Kat and Becca were on the show, but I have no sense of time anymore, so genuinely I don't know. Pretty sure it was season 3. But we've talked about, like, the paranormal, we've talked about sexuality, we've talked about... I mean, there's so much that we've talked about that I can't even remember it. Honestly, pulling up all the episodes right now and, like, listing off everything we talked about probably isn't a great recap of what happened in the previous seasons. My point is, based on the topics we've talked beforehand, if you didn't know who I am or what I've gone through, you'd be like, oh my god, this girl is wacko. Or, oh my god, this girl has crazy opinions or sees things in such a different way. I just want to take this episode to get you, or let you get to know me on a personal level, so that you feel like you know me when you listen to these episodes, and that, you know, you feel like we're friends, because we are friends. Hey, if you reach out to me on Instagram at the Fruit Basket Podcast, I believe I changed it, because I feel like if I kept it at radio show, that would be like a tiny bit weird, because we're not a radio show anymore. Oh my god, as soon as I pull up my Instagram, what do I see? Spirit Live. But these are for the live shows, which is kind of crazy, because we're not a live show anymore, and I'm really sad. It's the Fruit Basket Podcast _, which I'll show the camera if I end up posting the video, which I might. That's what we look like. Oh my god, my reflection. Ooh, oh, oh, there it goes. That's so funny. The delay kills me. Basically, yeah, this show, I'm a regular person. But somehow I have the ability to pick up a microphone and start talking. And who knows where this will be years to come if I decide to take this somewhere. I don't know. But this will be in its history, where it all started. And I want to make it feel like we know each other on a personal level. Like, come here. Come here. No. I'm still treating this like it's a live show, to be honest with you, because I feel like that has always been our format, and like it's very uncut and unedited and very raw, because that's life, and we are all in the same basket in life. So just gotta throw that in there one more time. So what I really wanted to talk today was to be on a personal level and to share my own personal experiences and how I got to where I am today. Because most people, if you've been listening from season 1, will realize and see a change in myself in the last 2 years that we've been doing the show. Lots of people have come and gone. Even my demeanor and the way that I speak has changed a lot. Which, I mean, it comes from age and just growing up. But it also comes from self-reflection and... growing not only in age but in mentality as well, because you can be 30 years old and still act like a that's gonna be bleeped out because this is a podcast. I didn't mean to swear. I'm so sorry. My point is, some people could be 30 years old and still act like a 12-year-old. So, I'm not sure if it's this show that's really helped me, like, talk through things, or if it's the fact that I go to therapy now. I can't really put a finger on it. But for the sake of the argument, we're gonna say because I most recently, started therapy, I've come to a realization about a lot of things. And in that time frame of going to therapy, the amount of things that have happened in my life, okay, I think it needs to be studied. I was talking to a friend of mine who hopefully is going to be on the show soon, because it's still a show in my mind, who's going to be on the podcast. We'll say, I got to start changing my wording. He's gonna be on the podcast hopefully in the next coming episodes if I can get her, because she's very busy. What was I even saying? My lord, I'm like losing my mind. Oh, that's right. What my friend was telling me, I want to say like about a month ago, because it's been crazy. 2024 has been the character development arc. Like everything is just coming at us this year. And it's just being like, we're going to change how you see that and how you think about that and how you act and how you choose to live your life. Okay. And in the process of that, it has been so stressful, so emotionally and mentally draining. Like I said, it should be studied. Should be studied. Because I absolutely feel so tired. And I just want everything to kind of just stop. I need a vacation. I just need to chill and, you know, not worry about anything. This past reading week was great. So you're going to be seeing this a week after, or 2 weeks after reading week. Oh my God. So the past reading week has been really good for me. I recently had a death in the family. And the whole reason why I wanted to do this serious episode was because of that. And the way that I handle grief and the way that I process grief is probably different than most people would expect grief to be like. And everybody grieves differently. It's very much a roller coaster. And I'm not saying that there's one way or another. But from what I've perceived from people grieving who have not gone through what I've gone through, it's a very different experience. So my mom's aunt passed away. So my mom's mom's sister. So my nonna's sister. Just so we all understand where this falls in the family tree. And for me, this was really, really, really tough. I wasn't exceptionally close with my mom's aunt. I knew her well. You know, she'd always see me and like call me beautiful. Even though clearly I don't look it at the moment, and I don't want to hear nothing in the comments. Okay. But this for me had been one of the toughest losses, or at least mentally it was. And like I said, if you've never seen this show before and you don't know who I am, the reason why this loss was really difficult for me to process was because it was in the month of October. October 29th, to be exact, was the date that my father passed away when I was about 8 years old. So that's 13 years now. And to this day, that has been the most traumatic thing that I've ever experienced in my entire life. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about grief. It's not something that's big on conversation. And it's not really a topic that most people will ever have to deal with at a young age. And dealing with it at a young age also means that a lot of the times you don't know how to deal with it. You've never experienced it. You don't know what's actually going on. So with my dad's passing in the month of October and now my mom's aunt passing away in the month of October, it has really been difficult to process because, you know, experiencing a death when you're already mourning another one during a certain time of the year, it really makes it hard because you're just sad. You're sad and you're not only grieving the person that just recently passed away, you're also grieving everything else that's gone on in your life. And really having to feel all of it at once. The past week has been quite literally an emotional roller coaster. I more recently started to feel better, like in the last 2 days, but for about a week, it was just constant sadness. You know, I didn't want to get out of bed, didn't really want to eat, I really didn't want to do much. I just wanted to stay at home, maybe play some video games, but maybe just watch a movie, watch some TV. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I didn't want to interact with people at work. I literally couldn't work. I couldn't work because grief is this thing that, again, not a lot of people talk about and not a lot of people understand. And that's kind of why I'm kind of glad this episode happened, because I wanted to sit down and be serious and, like, you know, be one-on-one. And again, so people would understand who I am and why I really did this show in the first place, because we're all in the same basket. I'm going to say this for the third time this episode. And it's really important that you know that you're not alone with whatever you're going through. And if you're listening to this episode on Spirit Live, or if you're listening to it on Spotify, or if you're watching it on YouTube, just know that I'm here for you. Because you never know what somebody's going through. And I feel like that's something really important that a lot of people miss. That, you know, there's always someone out there that has experienced something that you have. Something traumatic. Something sad. And you are not alone. You very much have other people that are there for you. So if you're going through anything similar that I'm going through, or, you know, lost a family member, lost a friend, because I've also experienced that too. Quite literally a month before my own father passed away, I lost one of my best friends in elementary school 13 years ago. And that in itself, not knowing what death is and not knowing how that all really works, is something that's really hard to grasp. And again, I didn't really have people. I was a kid. Everybody else was kids. The only other people that might understand were adults. So the rest of the season and the rest of your life, I want you to remember that you always have somebody to reach out to. And if you don't, you know what? I'm here. We might not know each other, but I'll happily talk about everything that I've gone through. I mean, I'm sharing this on a public platform because I think it's important. And I didn't realize that until starting therapy, that it's okay to be vulnerable with people. Even though, you know, being vulnerable means you're putting yourself out there, and you kind of leave yourself at risk to get hurt by people who are not so genuine or honest, which I've also had happen to me too. Oh, we love it. But that's really all I mainly wanted to talk about today, is just to let everybody know that everyone goes through hard times. Things happen. To know that you have support and to know that you will always be welcome, at least with this show, and I hope with people in your life as well, if you're listening to this. And if you've made it this far and you haven't turned this off because it was boring, I thank you and I love you, because this is not a typical fruit basket episode. Like I said, my co-hosts were not available today. They have not been on their phones, which, again, we're all busy. Things happen. And I completely understand. And I still love them to death. They are my favorite people on this planet. And I wouldn't have them as my co-hosts if they weren't. I guess another reason why I'm recording this episode is because I know that so many people out there love this show. And whether they're friends of friends, or like people I've met along the way that I've introduced the show to, and they're like, oh my god, this is great. Or, you know, people I work with, because I got a new job, which I'm not gonna say by name for once, out of respect for that job, because I love this job and there's no shot I'm losing it because of a podcast. Okay. But the friends that I've made there really love the show and have, you know, push me to continue. And again, even though this isn't like the traditional format that we do, it's something that I'm comfortable sharing, because I'm now in that place in my life where I'm okay to be vulnerable with other people and even complete strangers who are gonna probably watch this. And hopefully that'll make you like me even more. And if you don't, that's okay too. Because I like you. And I hope the best for you, whoever you are. I'm going to share a little story just because this was a really great moment for me. And I absolutely loved it. And I hope you're going to be listening to it today. It was recently Kat's birthday, which I wanted to do something for this episode. But I don't see Kat. So just going to mention it. Kat's birthday was last week. So when you see this episode, it was about 2 weeks ago. And we went out for her birthday. And she came with her boyfriend and a few of her friends. And the second I meet her friends, they're great. They're awesome. Love them. Shout out to you guys. Do I remember your names? Absolutely not. I'm so sorry. I'm so bad with names. And I did say this when I met you. Two of them come up to me and be like, oh my God, we love the show. I'm like, do you want a sticker? I have the fruit basket stickers that Celeste made me for my birthday. Here you go. You get a sticker. You get a sticker. You get. And I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. They're like, we loved the episode where you were talking about how your friend was a ham. The episode they were referring to was the last episode of season 3. Where Riley was telling us that her mom said she looks like a ham when she sleeps. And the fact that they can remember these moments from the episodes and be like, oh my God, I love that, when they come talk to me. I love you. Love you. And thank you for everything. Okay? Because this means everything. We also talked about... there was another time. Oh, yes. When Kat did the Stormy, the Kylie Jenner impression. That was good. That was a good one. And they mentioned that to me, how I made Kat put on the Santa hat in the last episode as well. And it looked a little funky. It looked a little funky. What else? It was such a great time, meeting new people and them telling me, oh my God, I loved your show. Like, I love it. It's awesome. Like, I listen on my way to work. I don't think that was an actual thing they said, but I know someone from work. Shout out to you, Kirk. I love you, man. You're great. I know he tells me that he listens on his way to school, and he binged watched 3 seasons of the show. Sorry, binge listened to 2 or 3. I think he did all 3. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know he listened to 2 seasons, binge listened, if you will. And then I know he watched season 3 on YouTube, which, if you didn't know, season 3 was the first episode that we made, or sorry, first season that we made fully online, like Spotify and YouTube and like anywhere you listen to podcasts is where we put the recorded live show, which was fantastic. And then season 1 and 2 were uploaded as well. Which was a hit, because not everybody could listen in live. And now, it being a podcast, you can listen whenever you'd like. We're coming close up on the 25 mark. And I had an idea for the rest of the season, which I'm going to share with you now. And if you like this idea, let me know. So these Spirit Live episodes are 25 minutes, but our traditional episodes are about 50 minutes long. So 25 minutes will be on Spirit Live, and then if you choose you like this show and you're listening on Spirit Live and you want to listen to another 25 minutes of us ramble about whatever topic we were talking about, tune in on Spotify, where we'll have the extended 25-minute version. But yeah, I'm going to end this episode here because it's already up on that 25-minute mark, and I cannot believe I've been talking for 25 minutes, but I'm glad I got to be vulnerable with you. I'm glad you know just a little bit more about me. And hopefully I can share more about the things I've been through in my past and you get to know me more. And once again, my name is Val and I'm the host of The Fruit Basket, along with my co-host Becca and Kat, who are unfortunately not here today. But that being said, remember everyone, we are all in the same basket. I hope you all have a great night, great morning, great evening, whenever you're listening. Bye-bye.